And now this is a dictation for Myrna, M-Y-R-N-A, Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-T, June 1940, addresses a letter to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, 583-1914. Dear Mrs. Jensen, a follow-up for Mrs. Kenneth with chronic kidney disease, hypercalcemia, high PTH, prior history of non-Hodgkin lymphoma requiring chemotherapy radiation with complications that includes left-sided chronic lymphedema and dryness of the mouth. Comes accompanied in person with daughter. She looks elderly than her age, some memory issues, soft voice, memory problems, 3 small meals, no vomiting, some degree of dysphagia attributed to dryness of the mouth, no vomiting or blood, prior EGD, no malignancy, stools without any bleeding, does have constipation, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, edema stable on the left side. She lives with husband at home. No chest pain, palpitations, or increase of dyspnea. There has no orthopnea, PND, or oxygen. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight lisinopril Lasix for blood pressure control. Today, 116.60 on the right, 120.62 on the left. Elderly person, no rallies. No consolidation, pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap gallop, no abdominal distension, ascites, masses. 1-2+ edema on the left, none on the right. Speech is normal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Calcium elevated 10.6 with a high PTH 107. Low sodium 135 with a normal potassium acid base. Normal albumin, phosphorus in the low side, normal TSH, normal free T4 and TSH, normal free T4, although suppressed TSH, being normal low 0.46, she is 0.27. Creatinine at 1 for a GFR of 53, stage 3, anemia 12.7 with a normal white blood cell platelets, minor elevation, of kappa, K-A-P-P-A, however no monoclonal protein on immunofixation, and PTH-related protein not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. A stable CKD, I don't see progression or indication for dialysis, not symptomatic. Next number, hypercalcemia and high PTH, likely primary hyperparathyroidism. This is not related to kidney disease. Nuclear medicine scan to be done tomorrow. She, however, will not be a candidate for aggressive intervention. Potential side effects of surgery anesthesia, prior radiation on the neck, makes the surgery more complicated. Potentially, we could offer Sensipar, S-E-N-S-I-P-A-R, for calcium control. The concern for the calcium, for neurological abnormalities, psychiatry issues, including memory and kidney disease. Next number, non-Hodgkin lymphoma on remission with prior chemotherapy radiation, complications of left lower extremity and lymphedema, complications of dryness of the mouth and chronic dysphagia. Next number, weight loss. This is not explained by the kidney disease. It's too good to cause that problem. To some extent, could be related to high calcium. Otherwise, a number of issues, her age, her low level of activity, her chronic problems of dryness of the mouth and dysphagia. Advice to start taking nutritional supplements. Kidney function is good enough. I will not choose specifically one for kidneys, we can use any one. Next number, anemia, has not required any treatment and no evidence of external bleeding. Next number, blood pressure well controlled or in the low side for the time being, same like sildenafil and diuretics. All issues discussed with the patient and the doctor at length, end of dictation.